I'd like to begin with a poem I wrote based on today's gospel reading called The Kingdom of God. Birds of the air nest in my arms. Boobies to babblers and loons to kites. Cranes and chickadees and the white-winged lark. Eagles to hawks and osprey to griffon. Flamingos and pelicans and even cranes a-whoopin. A long-tailed duck and a small button tail. Eagers and terns and skimmers. Oh, yes. All these and more build a nest in my arms. Come, build a place of peace, and I will be your sanctuary. Come, build a place of companionship, and I will be your hope. Come, build a place of justice, for you have been forgiven, safe in the arms of my branches. In the Middle East, the mustard seed, in the ancient world of Jesus, commonly known as the smallest of the smallest, grew into a bushy tree about 20 feet tall. And it wasn't so much a plant that you would buy at a nursery as it was an invasive weed that would grow out of control and take over everything in its path. And there were usually upwards of 500 species of birds native to the Middle East that you could find building their nest, building their homes, raising their young, finding sanctuary in its branches. All this from a tiny little seed. Did any of you recognize the landscape photo from the front cover of today's bulletin? Can anyone tell me where that photo was taken? Can you tell me where that photo was taken? Way in the back. It's taken from the front lawn right outside this wall. And I was standing in the heart of the James Walk Labyrinth when I took the photo. The labyrinth, which we are dedicating today at 12:30 following today's service. Now, the tree in that photo is about 20 feet tall, which is the same height as a mustard tree in Jesus' day. And the seed on my fingertip in that photo is a mustard seed. So I'd like to ask my trusty assistants to come forward. And they have in their hands, they have some mustard seeds. Now, some of us may have used mustard seeds in cooking, so we're familiar with how tiny they are, but some of us haven't. So they're going to go around and kind of show everybody how small these mustard seeds are. My trusty assistants, thank you. How small these seeds are. And while they're walking among you, kind of showing you what these mustard seeds look like, the people who gathered around Jesus when he was walking, they knew what these mustard seeds looked like. They knew that they were the smallest of the smallest seed, and in the Middle East, the mustard seeds are black, and they're about half the size of these mustard seeds that we have today. And so they had seen these seeds, they'd seen these mustard trees growing up everywhere, like kudzu in our modern world, for those of you who know gardening. And the interesting thing about today's reading is usually when he would be walking around and talking and he'd say a parable, his listeners, most of the time, didn't understand what he was trying to tell them. They knew it was important, but they really couldn't grasp the meaning of the parables. And like all people who are trying to understand something that they don't quite get, his listeners would ask questions. A lot of questions. Who is my neighbor? What must I do to inherit eternal life? Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar? How can a man be born when he is old? Or are you the king of the Jews? Jesus even spoke of his use of parables as teaching tools in Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 10 to 13. When he was alone, those who were around him along with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything comes in parables, in order that they may indeed look, but not perceive, and they may indeed listen, but not understand, and they may not turn again and be forgiven. And he said to them, do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand all the parables? But today's parable was different. His listeners didn't ask any clarifying questions about what do you mean by using the mustard seed? Scripture doesn't record any "what do you mean" or "what is he talking about" kinds of questions for today's mustard seed story, and there's a reason for that. Back in Jesus' day, as he was walking around the countryside, the people who gathered to listen understood what he meant when he referred to the smallness of the mustard seed, and yet its potential to take over all in its path. They were familiar with it, having seen it growing everywhere, knew that its rapid growth meant that it also held within it an abundant place of rest and sanctuary for the birds of the air and the animals that ate its fruit. So when Jesus needed an example that would illustrate the seed of potential for growth that each one of us has within ourselves, no matter how small our desire or the hardness of the soil of opportunities life has presented, he used the mustard seed. He knew each of us has the potential to grow into a person of such huge love and grand hopes, one who desires the kingdom of God so much that it might even take over the barrenness of a life lived without hope. I read a lot of blogs. I read a lot of theology. And I recently read a blog called In the Meantime. And this is what the writer had to say about what this kingdom living might look like. It's a new reality that invades, overturns, and eventually overcomes the old one. It's a word of promise that creates hope and expectation, leads people to change their jobs to share it, right here, and to leave behind their old ways to live into it. When Jesus used parables or stories to help his listeners better understand the powerful truths about what the kingdom of God looked like, to make sense of the unknown, to take a kingdom so unheard of in that day and this, a place where all might feast on peace and justice, and make it an everyday life sort of place, he used the mustard seed. Now, the mustard seed of the Middle East still grows into a multi-branched tree with edible seeds, sending out shoots that offer food for foraging animals like camels and sheep and goats. Its fruit is sweet and fleshy and can be eaten raw or cooked or dried. And it's a great place for birds to build their nests and animals to seek food within its branches. The kingdom of God is planted deep within you and me, a multi-branched tree, our sprouts and growth made the more visible in our words and through the works of our hands, when we feed the hungry working at the Spirit of Hope Soup Kitchen on the weekend of July 4th, when we offer shelter to the homeless by building homes in Detroit with Habitat for Humanity, when we provide space for a labyrinth on our front lawn so that all who seek peace and sanctuary may find it on a walk in the grass. Many years ago, as an adult, I wanted the seed of this parable to find good soil in my heart and my mind. I wanted Jesus' humility and his love, his patience, his mercy, and his wisdom. And I wanted all of that to crowd out all the anger and betrayals and griefs and worries that I'd been watering and growing for far too long. And just like a weed, the life of that seed has multiplied and grown, and it's scattered far beyond my own life. Because sometimes, all you need is faith as big as a mustard seed, and God will do the rest. And may all God's people say, amen.